like halfway in my morning and I went, oh my God, it's Thursday. And I was so excited to be here with you guys. That's right. My name's Joe and I go by the name Amillennials Third Eye. And I am your psychic, intuitive, metaphysical life coach. And I really talk a lot about mindfulness. I'm here to play music. I'm here to take callers for readings and giving you guidance. And I'm also here to have fun. This is where we all meet each other on the same level, where we can come together no matter how old you are, your past, your present, your future, your problems, whatever you are thinking that you're. We're all different, but we can come together on the same place and enjoy the same things. I do mention this on every show. If you have called in recently, I really recommend you waiting so you can let other people also go. I also recommend and let everyone know, sometimes I'm not your reader. Sometimes, you know, there's different people out there that are maybe in a certain bracket. Let's say you're just bored. You're hoping something changes. If you're just kind of one of those people where you're bored with life and you're not expecting anything to change, don't expect the messages to be, number one, what you want. And that's always what I tell people. And the reason I say that is because my guides, I work with my spiritual guides. I have practiced Espiritismo and I'm initiated of Santeria for over 15 years. And these guides that I work with, they're the gift. I'm the vessel. And I'm here to give love. I'm here to help you. Love is a very powerful energy. It's not just something we get in a romantic relationship. Love is a very powerful, abundant currency or value or whichever words you want to use. Love and light, we can get all fancy with our spiritual terms. And we're all different. There's a lot of different people out there with different gifts. And I'm here to embrace me, embrace myself, embrace who I am. And the messages that come out sometimes will definitely always connect to the, so let's say like someone has a problem with love life, right? And I don't want to know anything really. I prefer not to have any questions. You know, a lot of times we don't understand why the messages come a certain way. And it could be about, for example, you needing to focus on you. And in order for that to come in, you have to believe in certain things. You know, that's a really good topic we're going to talk about today. Cause I love sharing. There's so many great things in my life today and this week. And I love sharing about what I'm going through, what I'm learning. So you guys can also take that blueprint or connect or relate. When I was going through a lot in my spiritual journey, I felt so distant. I think we're supposed to at some point. And I wanted to relate or feel understood and know that what I was experiencing was normal. And this is also why I do what I do, to bring peace of mind, to bring guidance and understanding. I think a lot of times, you know, it's also understandable that it's entertaining to some people. I'm really here to bring that peace, that guidance, that trust that you're searching for, that whatever it is that you need, that maybe my spirit guides are going to provide, because again, I'm just the vessel. So I get so hyped up for this show and I'm like, what am I going to play on what songs am I going to play on this show tonight? And I get so worked up and then I'm like, I'm sitting here going, I don't know what to start with. And I want to remind everyone, this is the same thing with maybe with your life. Sometimes we just got to go with the flow. So again, I love playing music. I'm like a mixture of your radio DJ, psychic intuitive friend, and mindful coach. And we're going to talk a lot about different things. One of the things I have noticed, not only close to me, but around me, a topic that it's I want to say collective or not, it's sometimes about overthinking. And one of the things that tends to happen is that we tend to overthink and we want to find clarity and answers. And one of the biggest problems that you can ever, and please don't do this, when you're searching for guidance, especially in spirituality, try not to ask so many spiritual people or readers or even friends or family, because here's what happens. You start off with, let's say, coming to me, and you don't take that guidance to consideration and you put it in your pocket. You go to your other friend that's a spiritualist and they tell you something. And then at some point you go to like five people and you start this spinning, cycling. You're just spinning. And this is a lesson on us needing to learn to trust ourselves and also to trust in something. Because if we don't take some sort of action, we're going to keep looking for something else. And it's never going to be enough. And we're going to just keep spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And we're never really going to trust ourselves. And it's really a valuable thing to learn to love yourself, to learn to connect with you or your guides or even yourself. Because one of the things that I always shared with people and I want to share with you now is I can't necessarily give the best guidance if I'm not in tune with myself. And I say that because how can I trust the messages that I'm getting to give to you? And it's something of practice. There's plenty of times where I wasn't in a great place and I had my own issues. And I think I want everyone to know that, because spiritual people are human. Like, I don't know what this cliche thing is. Like, everyone shows up on social media where they're like, I'm perfect today. Let's do that. And you could tell clearly that they're not doing all right. And I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying, like, we all have our problems, but there's no shame. I want to talk more about that in a little bit. We're going to start off with a song. I'm going to come back, take a caller. We're going to have some fun. And please be patient. I'm on here for like 2 hours because I love this stuff. So there's plenty of time. If I don't get to you hypothetically, like, I don't see why not. But tell your friends, by the way. Bring more people in. The more people, the better. And it makes me happy as well, because we're all here having a good time. So I'm going to play some throwbacks, have some fun with the music, and I hope you enjoy. I'll be back in a couple minutes. You know this is a jam throwback. Don't even lie. Why don't they play this anymore on the radio? This is some good shit. Yo, that was the best song I could ever start with. All right, let's take our first caller. We got area code 518. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And
yes, hi.
Whoa. Take it slow.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marie, and I am in New York State. How are you?
Good, Marie.
Excellent.
Thanks for calling in. I'm also in
New York State. Oh, what area? You don't have to tell me exactly where, but, like, are you upstate, downstate?
Well, there's that whole conversation of, like, what is upstate and where is downstate? Are you a psychic? Can you tell where I'm at? I'm just kidding.
Hold on. I am, actually.
I figured out. That's probably
I'm a reader. I put it to the side, though. I'm only letting whatever's meant to come through. I'm not reading.
Wait. You can't put your gift to the side. Well, I mean, right now,
well,
I'm going to read you.
Okay. There's
very
a reason.
Humble,
thank you.
I like to have fun on here. I like to take it easy. We have a conversation. Give me a minute. It's up to you. I prefer not to know anything or questions.
Okay.
But when it comes
sure,
to the
I appreciate
radio show.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to the radio show, I do give that option to some people, and I'm sure you understand why.
I do. I will just say this, though. I mean, I have to ask, what was the song you just played? It was very high energy.
Right? So that was by, Jennifer Lopez, Let's Get Loud.
Why don't I know that?
This is why I love doing this, because, like, I bring back music that I think people either haven't heard or they forgot about. Either way, I'm glad hopefully you liked it, right? It was good energy, good vibes.
Yeah, it was very good energy. And, I mean, I'm very into music. I'm surprised I did not know that. Maybe I've heard it a time and just never really, you know. But, I like that.
So there's something about, and I'm going to say, so let me explain how I work here. I'm going to start throwing a bunch of messages out because I'll pick up what my guides are telling me. I'll start feeling it and, you know, that fun stuff. Try not to say anything till
you're done.
I don't want to know too much. I'm just going to start with what they're saying. There's something about you outgrowing people is the first thing that's coming up. And, you know, I don't know why they want me to start off with talking about this, but there's nothing – you're being protected from something, number one. There's other people around you that are going through something. Has nothing to do with you. For some reason, they're saying that you have either felt a shift happening with your life and it's coming through even more now. You're going to be moving forward in a lot of different things in a great way. You've outgrown quite a few different things, and you're about to, it's either you've been studying something or you're learning more about something, which is also coming in more. My guides are also saying that you work with, let's say you have, I don't know exactly everything you have. Either you work with angels, your own team of guides. They're saying that you don't necessarily have to do anything extra to make what you would like happen, because there's something you're working towards going forward with. It's already yours is what I'm also hearing. When it comes to your well-being, why is there your well-being, your health? Are you having, is there a concern with your health? I don't really get a concern with your health. They're just more saying, like, there's nothing to worry about.
Few things I have to look into, but I don't think it's anything, like, life-threatening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's exactly what the point of that was. It's nothing life-threatening. There's nothing really to... Now, I do want to say this. There is other people that decided to, and I don't know if you work with a group of other spiritual people, but there is one or two others that decided to dabble in something, and I don't know how long ago this was. And they didn't necessarily want to listen to other people. Does this make sense to you?
Not really. I'm thinking as you're talking, though. I'm not 100% sure I can.
Okay. Well, whether it's from your past or not, these people are going to try to come back and look for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you on how you want to really go about that. Let's see what the cards bring up. And this is like, And there's this energy too that's a little bit, it's not overwhelming. There's a little bit too much pressure on something. So let's see. When it comes to the past, you have the Justice card with the Four of Wands. There was something about relationship, balance with relationship, friends. It could be friends, family, and the High Priestess in reverse. So there was something about someone or other people that you should have listened to what you knew or your gut with other people. Try not to doubt too many people, but sit with it too. There's something about the past with misjudging what type of relationship you had, whether it was a friend or a lover. Let's see what the present talks about. The Two of Cups in reverse.
Did I misjudge that?
There's something about a misjudgment. I'm not sure exactly if it was a relationship or a friendship, but you also have in the present the Two of Cups in reverse with the Moon in reverse. So there is something that's a hidden information. When I say hidden, it's not that it's a secret. It's more so that there's something you're not seeing when it comes to, and the Two of Cups for me in reverse also is talking about yourself. There's something within you that, and it's not a bad thing. It's a human thing that we're protecting ourselves sometimes. It kind of reminds me of times where I wanted to get closer to someone or a relationship, but I felt that there was something I needed to protect myself or just wasn't what I wanted. And so I would push them away or I would say, you know what, you don't get it, so I'm not going to do it. But sometimes there is this issue where we do have to kind of ask ourselves, why are we choosing to do this besides the feeling or the thoughts that we're getting? Is it because we feel like we're not deserving of it? Is there something that's being there's something that's not being seen here that needs to come to the light. I don't want to use these. Sometimes the spiritual words are like, come to the light. It's not,
I know what
fully
you mean.
Seeing, you're not fully seeing something for yourself. And I do want to say that you did misjudge something in your past because you have the High Priestess in reverse, which is the intuitive card and the knowing and the knowledge and the balance and the secret behind the veil. And there's this relationship and the justice. And what I'm also hearing is, too, is try not to let the past go into the present with new people or other people because we can go through things in life and without knowing we're doing similar things because of the past. What's coming your way in the near future, and this is, again, like the near future to me is you have opportunities to change things. You have a way of going about it. I'm not the type of person that's like, here's the future. You're stuck with it. It's up to you on how you navigate it. But you have the Five of Swords in reverse. So there is, for my future cards, if they're in reverse, means they're either on the way or they're near, they're sooner than later. And in the reverse position, it's on the way. So soon there's a choice of moving forward and letting go of someone or something. And you also have the Queen of Pentacles. And what I'm really getting about this is making a decision. There's something about your career, job thing, to finances as well in conjunction here, but there's something about moving forward, making decisions is the sword, choosing to move forward, but it's a combination of moving forward to going forward with what you really want, which is the Queen of Pentacles, nurturing and caring, and that idea that we all have in the fruition of the mind. For me, the Pentacles is the foundation of things, and we turn it into fruition. So this is about uncomfortable decision, but going forward to making the choice that you really want. All right.
Okay. And that makes sense. And I'm going to say, when you said outgrowing people, it's funny you kind of say that because there were a group of people that I had hung out with a couple of years ago and they were fun as fun could be. I had a lot of fun. And then as time went on, we kind of they remained a group, and I kind of, I don't know if I didn't really fit in. Great people for the most part, maybe one or two in that huge group, you know. And I've recently looked, and I said, wow, I've been meeting different people. These are becoming solid friends. They're on, and I hate to sound snobby, they're on a different type of level than the other ones. Wow.
Yes.
I see the difference.
I do have more for you. You have, and I'm a very emotional, loving person, guy. It doesn't matter. Like, even today, it's been a whole lot of learning, and I can't wait to talk about it. But for you, you had such a journey with spirituality. And I want to remind you, because this is what I was hearing when you're talking about it too. You have, and it's beautiful that you're meeting new people, because our frequencies and the whole thing, we expand, and it's a new, my words, timelines. You are going to be meeting new people, but the past with disappointment and not fitting in, or there's something with you with spirituality that we're always growing, and you are very gifted, because I see, there's so much to you. It's beautiful. And to remember that this is all love, and you don't need anyone to shine. And so you are going to be connecting with more people. But I guess what I'm really trying to say is, don't let the past of others and not fitting in or not finding your spiritual community or even your friend, you know, it doesn't have to be spiritual. Because you have a lot of great things coming your way. You really do. Mm-hmm. You've been patient too, is what they just told me. And you've been, I don't know how you go about it, but they said that you said sometimes, I don't know why I'm in this position or what's going on, but I'm, you know, you're very positive. I have a couple more cards here to talk about your reality. And what I mean by that is your present on how you're experiencing it and also your inner being. Mm-hmm. Your reality is the Fool with the Three of Pentacles in reverse. So, and this is, for me, explaining in a way of not letting other people, whether it's someone that says something or thinks something, or even if you just wonder if they're judging you, don't let that even bother you. Be the Fool in a way of, moving forward, having fun, being free. There's a lot of people are so insecure. High-polish. And they're just, it's not about, they don't know how to really love themselves. So to be yourself and to embrace who you are is symbolic. It's a shining light. And some people don't like the light, and they don't even know why they don't like you, and they don't like you. And if they don't, it's fine. Love them for who they are.
I was going to say, it's funny you bring that up, because I work with a bunch of people. A lot of them are younger. Hmm. And, you know, chit chat. And one of the gentlemen I work with, he's a little bit of a gossiper. And he said to me one day, you know, those girls laugh at you. You need to pull your hair up. And now I struggle with an illness, and the winters are very, very hard for me. And it's okay. It's not life threatening, but it is what it is. It's my cross to bear in life. And so I get to work, and it's the morning, number one. This time of year is hard for me. Number two, mornings are just simply hard for me, so I'm in a double whammy right now. So I figure I get there on time. Hey, I'm up and somewhere on time. That's a good thing for me. But so I said to him, I said, you know what? Let them laugh. I could not care less. I'm here. This is a hard time of year because of this. And he's like, but that's not nice. I'm like, listen, let it go. I'm not in high school, and I'm over it. Let him. Well, then just the other day he said it. Now, I don't know if he's trying to get a rise out of me or trying to get me to say something. Well, look at her and look at, I'm like, listen, I am out of high school. I am well beyond that. Let them laugh. When they get to be my age, they'll realize, I have this issue and I have that issue. They won't be laughing. So you know what? Let them laugh. And then he started to say something at my line about someone else today. He helps people, like he goes, you know, whoever needs help. And he started to say something about another employee. I said, no talking about anybody in my line. And just kind of like, don't talk about another worker. I agreed with what he was saying about the person, but I'm like, do not talk negative about anybody while you're here working with me. Mm-hmm. End of story. And he just got quiet. So I won't entertain his gossip. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm shutting him right down. They want to talk about me? Fine. You want to talk about him? Fine. Do it somewhere else.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. And the last cards I had for you are your As Within, So Without. It's really the cards I pulled here. And internally, you have the Three of Swords in reverse with the Seven of Pentacles. And for me, what I heard my guide say is that you feel as if you're not doing enough for yourself.
I'm not.
Or it's not enough, like you're not putting enough work in. Do you feel like you want to do more? you would like to do other stuff?
I would love to. I'd love to go to work and be able to work full time. Unfortunately, that is something that can't happen. So I get very frustrated with the fact that I can't work full time. I'd like to work on a book that I've been working on in my head for many years, but I don't know where to begin the book.
Why?
I think it will be a good book when it comes out, but I don't know if it's ever going to get out there.
I think it will. I got to ask you this. So, because this is what I'm feeling, did as an intuitive or a reader, and that, please, I'm not judging you at all. I'm just asking.
No, I know.
Did you stop reading or helping people?
Well, here's the thing. I was doing it, and I was getting paid for it. I'm not going to lie. But I knew for years that I was clairvoyant, and I knew that a lot of my dreams are very, you know, I have a lot of dreams that are very clairvoyant in my dreams as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my fight was a spiritual fight with, okay, this is just my thinking. This is against God. No, it's not. Well, God doesn't want me to read, or God doesn't want. Mm-hmm. So what I said was, I'm going to leave it alone. If something comes through that I need to tell somebody, I'm just going to say, hey, by the way, if you're taking this road today, be careful because I see an accident here. Or, oh, I get a bad feeling when you mention that name, be careful. So if something comes up that I need to tell somebody, or a situation comes up that I need to sit back and think about, oh my gosh, I just dreamt this, maybe I should X, Y, and Z, I'll think about it. So I guess I'm leaving it to God. If there's something I need to know, I need to know. And if there's not, I'm not going to read. It was more of a spiritual thing for me, I think.
And I don't want you to feel like I'm pushing you, because I can't tell you. I love God, Source, Creator. Everyone's different. And I just want you to take this with you. Think about it later on if you want. Sometimes we are, I'm the type of person that, for a while I went through my ego space and I had to learn the problems with my ego, but I came back to the whole giving love and the passion and that I had once lost. And that's why I'm here doing that. And I think that a part of you might spark back up to help people. And it doesn't have to be the same way, or it could be maybe as a guest, maybe a guest on here. I'm thinking about having guests on the show once, but, to just think about that. It doesn't always have to be about the money thing. I had an issue with the money thing because I went from being really in tune with myself and things were aligned with me and things were run really well. And then I kind of went in the wrong direction and I started to be about how many appointments I had and how much money was coming in. And then of course it dwindled back to lack mentality. And so I had to learn through all that. But I would like you to think about that, because you have a lot of, this love to offer and knowledge and guidance. And it doesn't always have to be readings. It could be a story and being of service for others, because you have this beautiful, you have angelic energy with you. So I don't know. I just want to say that. But other than that,
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Do you have
any questions before we move on? Yeah, again.
Thank you. A gentleman, I'd like to know what you pick up around this gentleman, or what you might see, if anything coming up or not, or whatever.
Okay, let's see. Well, I'm still going to go back to what came up before, because it's still relevant, and I'm still going to read into it for you. I don't always do this for people, and it depends on the person, but for you, I will, I'll say why, but some people should hear it. Some people don't have that emotional, what's the words I want to use, that emotional foundation where they're like, it's more like a lack of love, and they're hoping things were, you know, this is, you have more of a foundation is the words I want to use.
Thank you.
So going back to the message before, try not to judge too much and be observant and be willing to reflect with yourself on the person, because there's something about not seeing things wrong. So let's see what comes up with this person. So far, you know, before I even get into it, I didn't fully, sometimes I like to split the deck. This person has some issues going on. Some people don't like to hear it. The devil card for me is chaos. And then you have the Eight of Cups in reverse, which is they're quick to walk away from something that's good. I don't know what this person is, that's why they're going through chaotic energy. Chaotic energy could be, for me, like there's so many things going on and they can't really pinpoint the best direction to step forward. So it's just frustrating and they want to give up. There's something about their emotions are hidden, meaning they don't really talk about what they're thinking and feeling. And so what I'm really hearing my guide talk about is this person has a tendency to self-sabotage in a way where they might see something good in their life. They're like, no, you might have invited them out for lunch or dinner. You know, I got something going on. And this is the type of person that they seem to be. And they need to really either someone can pull them out of that to see the good in life, because for some reason this individual is feeling that nothing can be as good as something once was, or that they truly deserve good things. Their past talks about the Ace of Wands in reverse with the World in reverse. There was something with their goal that was incomplete, so they went to go for something and then it failed. Their present cards are the Five of Swords in reverse with the Justice card. They're afraid of moving on in life with something. They're afraid to go forward in life. Then they have the Seven of Cups, though, in reverse with the Queen of Cups. Their future card has potential, though. So when it comes to you, and this is conjunction with you, by the way, this is through you with you, there is something that's coming up with the connection, that there is something good with the Seven of Cups, talks about fulfillment and happiness, and there's the Queen of Cups, which is the focus on a big goal. So there is something with you both, or the connection, that could bring in this goodness. Now, I do want to remind you that with this person, I don't know, there's always some things that are unfinished or unhealed with the chaotic energy. So maybe you can be that person for them that kind of shows them the way through that. That's what's coming up. The Star card in reverse with the Hangman, the Magician. If things go, the Star card is about alignment. And the Hanged Man is about seeing the perspective. So let things kind of happen the way they're going to happen.
Okay.
And
he's
try
an
to also.
Of mine, and we dated and lived together, and it's been a long time, and it's been very hostile. But I'd like to reconnect. I think maybe both of us have learned some things in life, and I feel like there's just always a strong connection.
You know what
I
heard?
I'm not around him. Huh.
This is what I heard, and after this, I got to move on, but. This is what I heard my spirit guide say that's going to really help. Try not to set the goal. How do I say this? Set the goal to connect. Don't set it to start with the basic level of connection. And they said to have a conversation have a conversation about, they're saying just have a conversation. Have a conversation. It doesn't have to start with main topic. It doesn't have to be mainly about something. Just talk about life. Like, be that friend.
But I can't even get him to talk. Know how when we'll reconnect or how. Or I reached out to them and I just can't get anything. I mean, will they step forward? And if so, when?
There's something that's changing for them in going with the good stuff coming in their life. So for some reason, I don't know, and I'm not saying this to bring in fear or anything. For some reason, there's this concern about him moving or leaving or is he going somewhere and coming back?
Well, here's the thing. He does travel a couple of times a year just for, you know, to visit family, whatever, like for a week, 10 days, but he would like to move out of the area, but not quite yet.
Yeah, he's going through something mentally or emotionally.
I think an end of a breakup.
What I'm hearing is let him don't focus on him. Let him go through his thing. There is going to be an opportunity to talk with him, and take that opportunity. I don't know if he's going to offer it or it seems like he's not talking, but don't force it. Let it kind of be organic. Let him be him, because the truth is this is what Spirit's saying. You guys are, regardless of how it looks right now, you guys are actually more comfortable together, living together than it even seems. So it is going to be one of these situations where he doesn't really want to move or leave you. because he's realizing there's something that he's realizing that he did and he has emotions for you all along. It's just the past.
Okay.
There's something with the past. And I think that this is also where we were talking about in the beginning with reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Try to sit with yourself and reflect on what it is about him as a mirror that you might be able to heal within yourself, because it's one of those scenarios where you're going to discover something that you didn't discover or let go of, and it's going to make a lot of things better. Maybe forgive yourself or the things that you could have done better, things like that. Because you are worthy of love. You are worthy
yes.
of love. And just because of whatever has happened doesn't mean that you don't deserve it or that you're limited to it. So that's what I'm hearing. But do that.
Okay.
Let him kind of work through his things. I
do
see him making a change
when?
In his life. No, I don't know.
No idea at all.
I'm getting more like 3 months is what I'm hearing. Within three
okay.
months, I don't know. Like, but I'm hearing
okay.
that he's going to make a decision about a change in his life with career or work or something.
Probably
or
to
cutting,
retire.
I'm hearing work, cutting people out of his life. So it's going to be redirected. His life's going to be redirected,
okay.
and also it's going to be more time for you. So keep your head up
okay.
and do that. I recommend
okay.
doing that. Wonderful hearing from you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I really enjoyed your reading and listening to you and just everything. This has been fantastic, and I thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Very much.
You're very welcome.
God,
I'm gonna keep you on to listen.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you too as well.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I'm gonna play another song, and we got plenty of time. So, like, I love doing this, and I know sometimes I get into it, and I don't like cutting people's readings off. And sometimes it's short, sometimes it's longer. Play a song, go to the next caller, and I'm just gonna play this one.
Been a true way to tell me now I'm fine. Can't wait for you to rise.
Code 205, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jill. Let me take you off of speakerphone. Let's see here. Patricia calling from Alabama. It was probably a couple of years ago that you read for me privately, so it's good hearing from you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's good hearing from you, too. You're welcome. What took you so long? Why am I hearing from you now? It's been forever. I'm just kidding.
I know. I know. I think I didn't have your contact information anymore, and it's been a while since I've seen you on Blog Talk. So I'm so glad that you are back. You always
have
been that beautiful earth angel. So, we need you.
No, I appreciate that. I have been through so much different stuff. But at the core of it, I can never, there's always this happiness to be here and to have fun. And I'm sure you've noticed like the changes and all these different things I've done over the years. But so I'm happy to hear from you. I'm happy to, It means a lot. I want to remind everyone, like, there's so many different things that I've been through, but I think that I've always strived to be the best I can be and love myself and to never give up on my dream and, whatever that passion is. And I got to the point recently where, not too long ago, I started doing the radio show. It's probably the third one I've done so far. And I started to believe in myself. And I was like, you know what? Because for a long time, I want to talk about this, and you got me started with it. I was on here with friends. I was on here with my best friend Candace. I was on here with, like, years ago with other people. And I was like, why not just Joe? And before I started doing it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to believe in myself. I believe in myself again. And I started promoting my Facebook and coming back on here. And so thank you for that. Do you have a particular question, or you just want me to read for you?
Yeah, I just want you to read. I have a lot going on. I don't know where to start. So just whatever you messages you pick up for me,
there's a couple of things here. They do want me to start off with telling you that you know, you have changed since we've connected in a good way. So there's things that you have learned to let go. Some of it, I'm be honest, they said that there is a little bit of things that you need to get better at, which is normal. We're going to focus on it. Let's see here. They want to talk about first. They want you to. Okay, what's the words I need to use here? Oh, They would like you. I have to like close my eyes for that. They would like you to start, because they're saying that you have too many. Not okay. How do I explain this? I believe in Buddha. I believe in Jesus. I believe in spirit guides. I believe in, you know, I have my own things, but I think one of the things for me, for example, that I had a hard time with, and I'll be honest with you, and I don't know if you're going to understand this or not, but I have a little altar for my ancestors. I have a little altar for my spirit guides. I have a whole other separate stuff of other things that I practice. And I was told for many years, I need to find the balance with it all. And it's like, for a long time, I didn't do that and it caused problems, but I had to learn through it. What they're saying is that you don't know what to practice sometimes or what to do. They're saying that's a problem. It's one of the main things that will help you correspond and to move forward. So having a routine, they're saying the first thing that you should, and I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying what they are just telling me to tell you. The first thing that you should always primarily practice is whatever is going to benefit you and your well-being. So for example, I wake up in the morning, I'll make my bed. I learned that I need a little bit more time in the morning to get my day started, and I'll have, you know, my coffee, or, you know, I'll reflect, things like that. Whatever is going to help you. The other thing that they're saying is that you really need to start, you need to be more particular about meeting people or connecting with people, because when it comes to relationships or relationship, they're saying that try to really connect with someone in person. Like there should never be this dragged out scenario. And I think that they're saying okay. The word I want to use is boundaries, but the real words I want to say is at some point you have to go, no, this isn't it. I don't like this. It doesn't have to be relationship. It could be with a coworker, it could be with a person. It's just things that you're like, you know what? I didn't like that. So I'm not going to deal with it. And certain aspects like that. For example, there was someone recently that I decided to try again with, right? And I'm just giving you my example. I'm not projecting on you. I'm just saying like, it kind of helped me in a way where I had to trust my gut and go, you know what? Why am I doing this to myself? I know that this is not for me. I didn't like the feeling of it. And I was kind of entertaining something for the wrong reason, in the sense of like, just because I was lonely a little bit. So they're saying be more direct when it comes to what you want. And let's see what the cards bring up. The other thing I'm hearing too is when it comes to family, let family be family. Let them deal with their own things. let them deal with their own things, because it seems like they want you to help. Like I'm getting, I don't know, I forget if you have a daughter, but there's like someone that wants your guidance, but then doesn't. Like they want it. They're just a, that's what's coming up.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. My daughter. Yes. Mm-hmm. I fully understand.
All right. And it's not that she's bad, or it's just that I'm hearing you don't understand, but you do, but she doesn't want, it's almost like a half in, half out situation where she wants to connect with you, but she doesn't. And she's not really, it's not fair to you. So let her kind of do her thing and let her learn in a way. And then she'll come around. When it comes to your past card, you have the High Priestess in reverse with the 5, 6, 7 of Pentacles. 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah, 7 of Pentacles in reverse. There was a lack of trust in your what you were doing. You didn't trust intuitive. You weren't okay. You didn't believe in what you were doing. You didn't feel it was worth your time. What I'm getting about this is career, finances, and the Ace of Cups in reverse comes up. So you weren't happy in the past with what you were doing. You didn't feel fulfilled. Maybe you weren't working. I don't know for sure. In the present, you're talking about the 5 of Cups in reverse and the 3 of Wands in reverse. A lot of reverse cards. they're all in reverse so far. So what I want to say right away is I need you to get out of any doubting, any thinking that you're in a position where you're like, I don't know. That's what's really I'm seeing so far off. It's like you want happiness, but it's almost like everything that you would like or want is out of reach. And there's something missing. And I'm already seeing it in different angles here with something missing. There's things missing in your life. So what I want to say right away for these things that are missing, I want you to reflect it on you in a way of you are enough. You have everything you want. Because when we are whole, when we're happy without this feeling of I need that, a lot of times, and I'm not saying this to make you feel any type of way, I'm just, you know, this is the thing that I teach. When we want things, sometimes we feel like we don't have it and it makes us sad, or it makes us feel like we'll never have it. But the truth is that when we are confident in ourselves, or we are whole in a way of, I don't need that to be happy, I'm happy now, you start to attract more of what you want. And subconsciously, there are things that happen too, and especially for you. This, for you, it's subconsciously, it's more the time. Like when, what my guide is saying is that over time, you just have seen, I guess, disappointment or what's not there. And so you kind of believe on a subconscious level that, well, I guess nothing is going to fulfill me or bring this happiness, and that's not true. The present card is the Five of Cups in reverse, which is change, fear change, also nothing changing. And the Three of Wands in reverse is also talking about the fourth wand missing. So within your emotions, you don't talk about it to people, but there's things that you are really unhappy with that you don't have, and you feel there's a sense of loneliness, there's a sense of not being enough, not appreciated. And so all these things that you want from a lover or a person or people, I want you to start doing that for you. Because when you start doing this for you, this is a beautiful message, because this is something I want to talk about on the show tonight anyway. When we start loving ourselves, and I know this is so cheesy, but it's really true. When we start realizing what we do for ourselves and give ourselves, and I know that's not the same as another person or people, we start to treat ourselves better. And when we start to treat ourselves better, the universe will bring in better. It will bring in, it's like, oh, by the way, here's this person that, you know, you cross paths with somehow, or you connect with, and you're like, wow, I never thought that would happen. But you start treating yourself good. It's kind of like one of those things where, you know, where people will, they're not happy, and then they finally start dating someone, and then they start treating themselves better because they have a reason to be happy now. Like, oh, I'll go to the gym, I'll do this and that, and then the relationship fails, and they just stop. It's the same thing. It's where we have to start treating ourselves better. But I got to say this. There's something that you have wanted to do besides relationship, and I don't know what it is with career or fulfillment or hobby that is missing, and you don't know what this is what my guide is saying. Your future cards, I don't like this, but I do like it. Okay, there's a mixture of emotions here. I need you to take more inspired action, and this is the message here. Because you're kind of getting tired of your, and this, I say this with love, this is what how they're making me say it. You're getting tired of the little slumps that you have. And there's something about this emotion coming in again where you're going to feel this little slump. But what's also going to happen is you're going to take inspired action. The Knight of Wands is taking action on your beliefs and feelings and going forward with what you want. And I need you to start doing this on a daily basis. So when we, Tony Robbins is one of my favorite motivational speakers and teachers. And he says, when you're in your head, you're dead. Meaning the more we spend in our head thinking, for example, oh, I'm sad. And then, oh, I don't want to do that. And, oh, they're asking me to do this and I don't want to do this for them. It's all this lack of love, but we get stuck in our inner being and our thoughts. And so what I want you to start doing is don't get stuck in your thoughts. If you catch yourself sitting or not doing anything, stuff. Like for me, I used to just come home and get like just shower and go to bed. And then I started to do little things for Joe. I would make my bed in the morning. I would, so that way when I came home, I felt better. And then I started cooking for myself. And then I started doing, and here I am now on the radio show doing this because all this adds up. So the more you do for you in inspired action, that's where other things come into your life. And you have these opportunities that are going to line up for you this year. And the only way, and I don't want to say the only way, but the best way to reach those is to not have a reason to do the things you think you should do. And what I mean by that is, well, I'm like, you should go to this this event. You're like, well, why should I go? And that's what we do a lot of times. We won't do it because we want a reason. I want to know that it's going to bring what I want. And you just have to go have fun. Go have fun, do a little bit of the work, like cook or do whatever, but stop looking for the reason or the validation in which, oh, okay, I'll do it knowing that. Because when we actually start doing subconsciously where we know that we're receiving what we want by doing what we like to do and doing the work and staying busy. Because honestly, this is the last thing I want to add for your message here. Our time and energy and our thoughts are super valuable. So if we as people think of the worries and what we don't have, we're actually creating more of that. And if we actually sit and imagine or feel, and I want you to do this too, when we sit and feel, this is the law of assumption. This is really good. And it actually works for me too. I'm not going to lie. The law of assumption is when you feel or think and imagine what it's like to be where you want to be. So if you don't even know the details, right? Let's say you want to connect with someone or be with someone. Let's say you are super happy with this person. So what does it feel like to be with them? And you spend that time cultivating that energy and that connection, which brings in more of that. So instead of us thinking and feeling and wondering where this is or what am I going to have this or when's that happening, I do want to say this too. Don't entertain anyone that isn't giving you what you need or want. There's so many times where we can say what we want, even in like, hey, I need you to do this. I would like you to do this more. Even if we didn't, we can try so many times, but my guide is saying, don't entertain someone or anything that isn't bringing you that full happiness or satisfaction, because then it's just false hope. And the sooner you do that, the more room you have for the right things to come in, because it's like this false, I'm going to do my day. And then you're waiting for someone to just like finally care the way it's like, don't entertain anything or anyone that's not doing the things you need them to do in your life. And that, you know, being a friend, being a lover, being a family member, if they're not communicating, if they're not willing to match you with connecting, then it's not going to go anywhere for a long time. It's not going to change. It's like if it's not changing now and it hasn't changed in a while, it's not going to change at all. And there's different things too. If we're not seeing the change, it's different. But I do want to say this. Make sure that you do for you what you want to see in your life. And I promise you, the more you treat yourself even better, not that you're not doing a good job at it, but the more you realize like you are valuable and you are love and you do for you, you're going to start to receive more of what you truly want. You have to let go of someone, but I do see you meeting a male. I don't know if you're in a relationship or not or what the story is, but I do see a gentleman coming into your life. But they might be not the age you want. You're going to have to let go of what you think you want now, because what I'm hearing is it's not going to be the statistics you're looking for right now, but it is going to be someone you're going to be happy with.
So there are a couple of people around me, a couple of gentlemen around me.
Damn. I'm just kidding.
I just want to know, because I'm thinking about...
Good for you.
I've been, going out. So I'm just wondering, are they... Do you see either one? Well, one, I know I'm just, he's probably not what I'm looking for.
I saw, so I don't, before I even, there's a, I don't, the words I want to use is older gentleman. There's this guy that's, he's not young. He's not old. Old is not the word I want to use. Older from my age. So I don't know which one, if you even have this guy around yet. I don't know if you have met him yet. But there is this older guy. There's two younger guys that aren't, they're younger. This is the way I'm going to explain it. I don't know. They're two younger guys. Those are the ones that aren't going to be what you want them to be for you. But what I'm also hearing is that you got to be more verbal about what you want. So be okay with making decisions, but say, kind of separate them. I would separate the two. If you're having fun, have fun. If you want something to move forward in a serious relationship, that's different. And there's nothing wrong with having fun. That you can change your whole mindset on it. But I would make sure that you're more verbal on what you're looking for, what you would like, and then you're going to be able to narrow that down yourself as well, because you're going to hear or you're going to see that the two younger ones don't want it. And then there's going to be this kind of like, oh, I don't know. It's either they're not going to really talk about it. But there is this one guy, and I don't know if he's there yet or not, but he is coming. He is coming in. He's going to be a little bit persistent, but you don't like that. You like the chase. You like the hunt. So that's what I just heard. You like the hunt. So you might not like him at first because he's going to be like, he's going to be interested in you and you're going to go, I don't know, but you should entertain it because he is a very loving, caring individual and he's going to have that side that you want. But I'm going to be blunt here. You do like this, there's a part of this like it's adventurous for you and it's kind of wild for you. So it's, again, it's up to you if you want to have the wild fun part or you want the romance, the serious relationship. And what I'm hearing is that you really like the fun and wild part. So if that's really what you want to do, there's nothing wrong with that. And I love that for you, honestly. I think that's awesome. But if you're looking for something more of a fulfilling relationship that is cuddly and cute and also has the other thing, that is something more to take action on and communicate with, who you're with or talking with or dating and let that kind of fall away on its own, because you're going to see that there's only a few that really, the few that don't really want that or pretend that they do. But there is a man coming in. I don't think you've fully met him yet. I think you know of him or he's around. But he is going to start making – there. He's going to take an action on you. He's going to be verbal. But you don't like the – you like to – that game. It's not a game. You like to hunt. You like to have fun with it. So it's going to be one of those things where people say, I didn't really want to be with that person. But then you realize you like them. So I see that happening. That's coming in this year sometime, I feel soon. But other than that.
Real quick, Joe. Oh, I know you got to go. God, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Almost felt like for a second here, I was on a private reading with you. So I'm going to have to let you go. I could almost feel a little selfish here.
I'm navigating the show. It's not your fault. It's up to me.
Thank you so much. Me and my sister, we are
Are you thinking about moving?
Oh no, we're in the process of getting guardianship over our 75-year-old uncle. Do you see that us getting gaining guardianship over him soon here?
There's something with his health, but there's also something with his there's something with his health and there's something with him still being present. Like he's not, what's the words? He's still able to communicate, right? Is the word.
Yeah.
Still very, And that's the thing here. They're like, it's, I see him, his health is not, it's, there's an, there's issues, but not that bad. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like, no, I don't need, I don't, what do you, like, I don't need this right now. And he's kind of stubborn with it because he doesn't want to, you know, it's a thing. We don't as humans want to feel like we need to be taken care of and stuff. It is going to be an issue. I don't see that happening anytime soon. Okay, you got to be careful with it too, because it could be an argument, because of what I'm also hearing is that he's taking it the wrong way too. He feels okay. Like you want to take his, and this is, I know it's not true, but he feels like you want to take ownership of whatever he has, and he's like insecure, and you're kind of going to have to, I don't know why, what's in the middle of this that's stopping it. It's going to be a problem. I wouldn't push too hard to get it done, like still help
okay.
him. There's going to be a point yep. where he's going to finally accept it.
Okay.
But I'm not sure when. He's going to accept it because he's going to realize, like, okay, you know what? I do need the help. And I think it's going to be a time where he's ready to talk about it, because he's feeling like he has to protect. As humans, we don't want to think about when we're leaving and our body and what's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be a little stubborn. Let him do it. Don't fight it. Eventually he's going to be okay with it, and he's going to be ready
okay.
to talk about it. And I don't know when that exactly is going to happen, but still help him. Still be there for him. He's going to eventually, because I see him emotional too about some stuff.
He is emotional. Yes.
He doesn't really want to show it. Like, he's very prideful still. And
mm-hmm.
there's something about, you know, this is what it is. He's very, there's the man part, and there's the whole, there's a mixture of things. And try to just show him love, be there for him. Don't even talk about the what do you call it?
Guardianship.
Guardianship, and he's going to be okay with it eventually. It's just he's going there emotionally. It sucks. He's also embarrassed, and I see him struggling with something with his sleeping and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say too much because he's embarrassed and he's upset, and he doesn't want to admit it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to work out. Don't worry about the problem. It's going to work out the way it should, but that's what's happening. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Joe. Again, it's been my pleasure. Many blessings to you. I love you, Joe, and I look forward to perhaps having a private read with you. Your information pretty much is in the, you know, when you read up on the person, you have all your information in there. Where
are you talking about on Blog Talk Radio?
Blog Talk.
On the episode?
Yeah.
If you go on, are you on Facebook?
Not really. You know, I sort of. You know how you have to create a page or something because you're trying to actually not really but if I need to access you that way I can.
So you can I can also text you from my business number here. I do have
okay.
my web, so I gotta fix the link here. I do on the website. I'll fix it, but I have a website, but I also have my business number and Facebook, and I'll text you from my number now. So that you have it. Now, everyone else too, if you want to, I'll tell everyone on the show how you can reach me.
Yeah.
But I see your number.
Please.
Type it. I don't want to say it out loud.
And
so
if you would text me how you're set up, if it's on a 30-minute or hour, and you
mm-hmm.
know things of that nature, please.
Mm-hmm. Right now, I offer Oh, I have your I put your number in and your message came up. So right now I'm only offering one style of time, and it ranges from 45 minutes to 50 minutes. And if I go over, I don't charge extra ever. And that is $65. And I do video chat or phone call. And that's for everyone listening. And you okay. guys, everyone listening, you guys can reach me either on my business number, 845-202-2093. I'm also on Facebook. You can message me on my page, Millennials Third Eye 2.0. That's in the link here. I do got to fix the link. Apparently the link to my website's not working, but I got to fix that. But yeah, I messaged you so you have it. And we'll talk more,
okay.
right?
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you. You be well.
You're welcome.
Blessings.
It was great hearing from you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I'm going to play another song, and we're going to take some more callers. And I hope you guys are having fun. I do want to share some of my recent events in life I thought were funny and weird, and maybe I can bring some light to you. I like to share these stories because one of my favorite things is to listen to other people, friends, motivational speakers, how they went through it, because the truth is we're all human. I'm a hybrid. I'm an alien too. But, man, we go through things in life to evolve and to be better, and I think it's very, like, I can't wait to share this story with you. I'm going to probably play two songs. Be patient. Kick back. Enjoy the throwbacks. Maybe you've never heard these songs before, but I'm jamming out.
Baby, come to me. Show me who you are. Baby, I'm missing you like any day.
All right, so apparently I always wanted to be a radio DJ, which I never really knew, but apparently that's what I'm doing, so I manifested it. I want to talk to you guys about something. First of all, we have more time for callers. Don't worry. I want to thank you guys. You guys don't know. I have so much fun doing this, and I appreciate you guys listening. And we have fun, and it means a lot to me to share this love and happiness with you. I want to talk about some things that I kind of experienced and realized this week. If you are one of these people that have experienced something similar, maybe in a different way, feel free to be like, yo, that's me too. Oh my God. But I'm very big on practicing mindfulness and all that stuff. And I went to work this week and I got super frustrated, and I was frustrated, and I didn't like slow down because I drive a truck, and another 18-wheeler. It was like a box truck. And I backed it up into this garage door at work, and I fucking wrecked the door. And of course, like, I was like overthinking, and I was like, oh my God, you know, what's going to happen? And I'm a big person, big thinker on what if this turns out better than I can ever imagine? And I adopted these thoughts and beliefs because as much as it might seem like a coping mechanism, I'm very big on what you think is what you create. And the truth is, it turned out a lot better than I could imagine. I think we all think that things will go horribly wrong and we sabotage things. And what if they fire you? And what if you suck? And it wasn't, I didn't get to that level, but you know, I cared. I think we all care about our life. And despite like, maybe you didn't back up into a garage door like I did, but maybe you are sabotaging yourself or you have understood that we seem to always try to be better and we'll do things in life. And then we'll look at something that isn't going wrong and then we get upset. And I decided to do what I thought was best. And I talked with my bestie and I talked to another friend. And I don't just vent, you know, I look for ways to understand and get better. And I'm really grateful for those conversations because, you know, today was a different day. But let me tell you something. I'm so full of love today and I have these thoughts and I want to share them with you and we'll take another caller in a minute. I realized that, you know, don't take this the wrong way. Try not to perceive this with the lens of like sadness. Nothing is really forever, right? And our time on earth or whatever, however you want to perceive that isn't forever. And love is such a precious and beautiful thing. Like this is love energy right here, baby. And it doesn't have to be just romantic. It doesn't have to be just love and relationship. There's love in everything we do if we choose to do that. And I realized this the other night, you know, I was talking to a friend who was going through a hard moment and I'm so used to just telling people, oh, you know, the spiritual guidance, like, oh, you just do this and do that. And I chose to do this differently this time. And I decided to just be really nice and give compliments and give love a different way. And quite honestly, they changed very quickly. They changed into a positive mindset very quickly. And I realized we all are in this thought process sometimes where maybe you think that the money is the problem or the job or the love life. And love is such it's an abundant energy. And we're shown in this world through our growth and childhood and adulthood through things that there's a limit to it. Like you have to be special to have it. And some people have it, some people don't. And the truth is when you actually start to love yourself and you start to realize, like for me, another addition to this conversation is that I had started to let go of like this shame or guilt I was holding on to, that we think that we believe that we deserve great things, but then subconsciously we have this limited belief that says, well, I don't really believe that because I did this in the past or this happened in the past, or we have this subconscious belief. And I feel so free today than I did, well, for a while. I felt really good, but now I can say like I honestly feel free. And I want everyone to realize something. I don't know your past. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you're going through in this conversation, for example. But I want you to know that you are very important. I know this in this world that we're shown that there's so many people out there doing different things and how can we be successful or how can we be better or happy? And you are all worthy of this love and happiness. And when you are actually fulfilled with it and you realize how awesome you are, you don't need to do anything other than be yourself. And I was looking for so many different things to discover of myself to be the answer to what I was looking for. And the truth is I just needed to embrace what I already have. And I think I was looking for a special formula to be successful. And you really just need to have fun, be happy doing what you're doing. And it will all work out the way you want it to. I was that type of person that was constantly I was a little bit too obsessive, to be honest with you, with finding the spiritual success story and listening to more. And there's things that work for me, don't get me wrong, but there's things that I just needed to find my balance within myself. But let me tell you something. I never imagined that I would be taking things I love, like playing music and doing this radio show. I love doing this. And I think a lot of people might be like, well, how does this turn into more? And that was the type of person I was like, what's next? Well, all right, that's good. What's next? And if you do that, if you're that person, don't do that. You're always looking for what's next. You're not enjoying this moment. You're not appreciating who you are with now or the family you have now and the try to balance it all. It might be difficult, but if you're looking at, and again, like if I'm talking to you right now and you're like, whoa, this is so resonating with me, Joe, that's awesome. If you're wanting to be better at something, and I know that this is difficult to understand sometimes, you might want to find your fulfillment, purpose, passion. You might want to find that lover. You might want to find happiness. You might want to find, and I know you might not want to hear this, but I'm telling you, this is the formula. I'm not going to lie to you. You got to love yourself. And the key to doing that is start doing nice things for you. I'm not joking. I started making my bed. I was super lazy for a long time. I was lazy, made my bed. I wake up and little by little, I started doing more for me. I would come home after work and shower. It's normal. You should definitely shower, but I would be mindful of my well-being. And I want to say this too, and I'll take a caller now in a second here. Don't just like do stuff, sit with it. Develop a connection with it. If you want to connect with your spirit guides and spiritual people and team and your gifts, here's an example. And it doesn't have to be spiritual. It could be anything else. But don't just do things. Really sit still. And, for example, light a candle. Dedicate a white candle. I do a white candle and a glass of water for my spiritual guides. And I say, this is the light of life. This is the water of life. I dedicate this to my spiritual guides. And I talk with them, but then I gotta say this too. I do need to do this more. I sit still, meditate. You have no idea. The biggest lesson I had to learn was being still, not just constantly looking, searching, learning, watching a video, being still. And being still, you're kind of in a healthy way forced to listen to your inner self. And that's where a lot of the clarity will come in. When you finally learn how to be still and just trust yourself and really know how to go within yourself, you're going to have so much clarity. I'm not joking. We're going to take the next caller. We got area code 954. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. Hi, Joe. I spoke to you once before. It's good to hear you again. I hope
Hi,
you had
Mary,
a good time today. And I spoke to you the last time. I was asking about some health issues, and I actually went to, I think it's a second or third specialist, and I've actually been feeling worse. And I'm just wondering if you think I'm still on the right road to finding answers or how much longer I'm going to be going through this, and when you think that they're going to finally find out what's going on, because I do have some more specialists yet lined up.
I do remember telling you that there's going to be a little bit of a wait here. There's going to be a guy. I saw a guy talking to other doctors. There was one doctor talking to other doctors, and it was kind of like they're working on it. How much time, I don't know. I can tell you this is that they're going to, it's going to be in, you're not going to have to go through this and it gets worse. It's going to be to a point where they're finally going to catch on to it and they're going to start giving you some type of treatment. Have they talked about a blood transfusion?
Not at all. No, I was actually seeing a blood doctor. You mentioned the blood issue last time, and he didn't seem to have a conclusion. He told me what some of the tests indicated, but he didn't really specify. And I had gone through so many blood tests and been back and forth to the office, and I decided perhaps we'd do a Zoom call and he could order if he needed more tests, because it's just so much running everywhere all the time and not getting answers. And they didn't mention anything about that. In the meantime, the real issue, the most painful situation, he hasn't really addressed that because it's not his specialty. So it's more than just the blood issue. There's some other things, and I'm not getting any answers, really.
There's something within your – I'm going to say this the best way possible, right?
Yeah.
There's something in your body with one of your organs that it's like, it's, what is it called? An autoimmune disorder is what I'm hearing. It's fighting itself.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm hearing it more in the reproductive system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering. I'm going to a specialist next week on that.
Here's what I want you to do. Are you near a river?
Not really a river. I'm near the ocean, but I don't get there very often anymore.
Okay. Here's what I would like you to do. If you can, I really recommend this. I'll explain why. And since you're near the ocean, the river is Oshun or Ochun. Ochun, and this is the Orishas, right? This is what I've been initiated in for 16 years. Ochun's my mom, but since you're near the ocean, that's your best connection to the water. And
what about a
you're
swimming
gonna go,
pool? There's a big swimming.
No. We're going to go to the ocean.
Because that's got chemicals.
So let me explain. The ocean is Yamaya. Yamaya is the mother of all. What I would like you to do is go to Yamaya and go to the ocean. You don't have to go in the water, but I would like you to talk to her about, and all you have to do is, you know, be in your mind. I like to tell people to connect, you know, touch the water, say hello, and talk to Yamaya. And I know this might sound kind of cliche to you at first. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, why am I doing this? We're on a spiritual radio show, you know, so go to Yamaya and talk to her about what you're dealing with, how you feel, what you need. What I would also like you to do is bring seven pennies. Bring seven pennies. What you're going to do is you're going to take those seven pennies, run them, you know, hold it in your hand, put it through your hair, run it over your skin and your body, and throw the pennies in the ocean. And then preferably take a bottle that's empty and fill it with the ocean water or a container. And what you're going to do is when you go home that night, you're going to put some of that water in a bowl, the ocean water, and then take your normal bath or shower and fill the rest of the bowl up with warm water, because you don't want to throw cold water out from the ocean. But pour that over your body. You don't have to pour it over your head. Pour it over your body. And if you can, I recommend getting enough water from the ocean to do a little. You're going to do a little bit in the bowl for 7 days. And every day, every night or day, you're going to pour some of this ocean water on your body. That is going to help with, and I'm going to explain why. You're going to Yamaya, which is an Orisha of the ocean, the mother of all, and you're speaking to her about, and you know, if you could do it verbally, do it verbally. If you could do it consciously, do it consciously. But you're saying, please help me with this. And this is what I'm dealing with. And you're asking an Orisha of the nature, of the elements, to assist in your guidance assist with their blessing to help you with this. Now, this isn't going to do some crazy shit where you have to follow this religious belief now. I'm just helping you with it. And you're asking the energies to assist. And that's going to help with this coming forward. It's going to help moving forward. It's going to help this speed up the process to what you're asking for. Now, what I do want you to know is, and I recommend doing this, is that when you do move forward with the health treatments,
mm-hmm.
at some point you're going to want to go back to the ocean to give thanks. And what you're going to want to do is bring flowers, or if you can, Yemaya likes molasses. She loves watermelon. But anything from your heart, honestly, from your love to the ocean in gratitude. If you forget and you're not sure, just make sure you go there in gratitude, because I do see things moving forward for you, but
mm-hmm.
make sure you grab enough ocean water, make sure you bring the seven pennies, and that's going to help you with transition. If you can also wear, after the bath or the shower you take, wear white or light colors. Don't wear black or brown or gray to bed or for the day. But I do see things moving forward. There may be surgery, but I don't see it as a negative thing, okay? I don't see it as a...
Major or minor?
It's a minor surgery, and my the words I want to use, because it's not going to be a... I say minor as the risk of health issue type of thing. It's going to be, here's the problem. Here's what we're going to do, and that's it. It's not going to be something horrible or, I don't get cancer. It's something that your body just needs removed or taken care of, and then it's going to be resolved, because it's more of an attack. Autoimmune is what I'm hearing. And it's hormones, too. The hormone imbalance is what I'm hearing. The last thing I want to add, I forgot to say this earlier. There's something with your diet that needs to change. And
that I understand. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but
mm-hmm.
I have an idea of a couple things that bother me.
Yeah. Stay away from beef for a little bit. Heavy steaks or meat like beef. You need to have more fruit. And I'm also hearing water and lemon. Lemon, water. And look, Eat what you're eating, but try to stay away from beef for a little while.
They did say ferritin levels were higher in the blood right now than they should be, and want to get rid of too much iron, so that would make sense.
Yeah, I remember saying that last time. From beef. Stay away from heavy meats. So try to eat fish, to eat fruit, and they're saying lemon. If you can balance your pH level when it comes to lemon helps. There's something with the acidity. The acidity is going to help. Try not to do too much acid, obviously. I'm not saying down some vinegar or something, but lemon, water, fruits, stay away from meat. Because it's also, that's really...
Yeah, I've been eating a lot of
meat
lately. I have been.
Yeah. And that's really it.
There's also a problem with my partner's health, and it seems to be declining quite a bit, and more issues cropping up, and there may be some cognitive issues too going on, and I'm wondering what's going on with him.
What I'm hearing is it's a mental thing. He needs to be more aware. Don't take this the wrong way, but he needs to practice what day it is, what time it is.
And focusing on word puzzles and things to help him.
He needs to be more present. So what you want to do with him is... So how do I explain this? Let's say we have a job, right? And we're like, oh, it's Monday, it's 3:00, and we got to do that, and we're present. But when we don't have those things, we don't have to do those things. We retire, we don't focus on that. It's kind of like we zone out. We're like, oh, we don't know what day it is. We don't know what time it is. And you got to get him on kind of like a questionnaire. Like, hey, you know what time it is? And he'll have to look at the clock.
He's aware of time. I mean, that I have to say, he was going to go certain places, but he's sleeping a lot, and he has some congestion in his chest and possibly lung issues. I'm wondering, they put him on a new medication? I don't know.
There was something, I heard something about medication too. What you're going to want to do is take an egg, a whole egg, and, you know, not, you know, an egg in a raw egg, but it's in its shell still. And I want you to take the egg and rub it over his chest. Like, you don't break the egg. You're just, the egg is going to absorb whatever that is. And then I want you to just take it and throw it into the toilet so it breaks on the side of the bowl, inside the bowl, and then flush it.
Never heard that one before.
You've done that before? There's something going on in the home. Oh, yeah. It's a cleansing. Right. There's something going on in the home with this this energy of, like, I don't know, it's a little bit heavy energy. And it's not super bad. It's just, you need to cleanse the home of things. And
there's a lot of chaos. There's been remodeling and lots of noise and a lot of reconstruction and noise and chaos.
I would like you to try to play some music or do whatever you feel to bring in love energy. Because there's this lack of, like, not bad. It's not bad. It's just this lack of love energy, and it needs to be lifted.
Victim mentality, you know. Victim. Always thinking nobody loves them.
Okay. See where we're going.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel loved. So what I want you to do is, and this is, might be more work for you, and, you know, God bless you for doing all what you do in general, but show love. Show him love without, you know, sometimes we gotta show love without saying it, you know, and for some reason, I know you do.
Quite a bit.
I want you to know that you are loved, and he is loved as well. And sometimes we need to change the scenery, maybe walk outside, do different things, try to get him to not think about something or stay in his mind. There's something about disappointment with him. He feels disappointed that he's not cared for us. And it's not you. It's something about family.
It's everybody. It's like his family, his friends.
Yeah.
I think it comes from childhood. I really do, because he didn't grow up with a great childhood.
It could also be age, you know. Sometimes we just, how do I say this? Time changes, and we're learning to love ourselves in this era of life. A lot of people are learning to love themselves, and it's not easy to teach that to someone who maybe didn't know or fully understand that a certain time, and it's not that he's not good enough or he's not a smart person. It's just, we're shown that love comes from other things, or we are cared for, and it's somewhat true that we should be appreciated by family. And I'm hearing blood pressure medication. Is he taking blood pressure medication?
Well, they've got him on a lot of medication, and one is blood pressure, and one is diabetic. He's diabetic too.
Okay.
So there's sugar issues, and there's a whole bunch of.
We got to find out what is happiness to him. So
he loves to mingle with his friends, and he's jovial, and he loves to be, you know, with people and active and everything. But when he's alone or with me, he goes into a different personality, a different mode. And with his family and friends, he puts on an act. You don't let them know the other side. I see. I see another side that they don't see. So
okay.
It's difficult.
He almost feels like he doesn't deserve it in a way.
Yeah.
Hmm. I would sit and talk with him about how, reassure him that he does deserve it and show him all the good things. Try to show him all the good things that he has. Because,
oh, I do.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
If you want, he does what?
He does have, you know, positive things. He has a nice, clean place to live and good food and, you know, he don't have everything, but he has a lot of things some people don't have today. I try to remind him.
Mm-hmm. What I'm also hearing is his mom. His mother comes into the picture with this, too. There's something deeper with him, and I'm not sure, but are you okay with lighting candles?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
You can come
from a long time of spiritual practice, so.
I love it. You can light a white candle. And put your left hand over it and say, dedicate this to the guardian angel of, and say his name, say his full name, and ask the guardian angel to lift his spirit, lift his spirit to bring him happiness and see and show him that he is not in lack of love, and pray over that. And what you want to do is preferably bring that kind of candle to a higher elevation. It can be on a shelf if you're comfortable with it. If not, it's okay. And a white candle, and try to keep that going. The other thing you can also do, and I say this because it's a perfect example, you can take a brown paper bag and cut a little piece out with a pencil. And that little piece of brown paper bag you cut out, it doesn't have to be big. You take a pencil and you write his full name with pencil. You can do it where some people will write their name three times and then flip the paper and they write it again the other way, where it's like a cross. I like to just write it out once sometimes. So I recommend you getting a brown paper bag, cut it out, write his name on the pencil once, put it on a white plate, and pour honey all over it. And you're going to light the white candle with that and ask the guardian angel to sweeten him up. And that's going to bring him happiness. And that is a beautiful way to really assist. And I'm not surprised that I'm telling you, someone who has a long lineage of spiritual practice. So you're still in it. You're not going. I feel like I have to tell you this. You're not going anywhere. You still have more to do. So you're going to be okay. They're going to take care of it. Do the ocean thing. Don't forget about that.
Yeah, I'll try. I used to go every day, and then life got pretty hectic, and I just stopped going. And
go there. I see you.
Everything
I see you
changed
going there.
Kind of, you know, and things turned around, and I don't do hardly anything I used to do. Just things happen.
It's okay. Things change. Try to go to the ocean. It doesn't have to be tomorrow. It could be soon. But I see you spending some time there, and grab some ocean water, bring seven pennies, and cleanse yourself with the pennies, throw them in the ocean, talk to Yemaya. If you don't remember Yemaya's name, it's okay. Just talk to her. She's like, you know,
I call
the ocean.
Spirit after spirit help
Bring the ocean water home. Take a bath with it every night for 7 nights. A little bit in the bowl. Put some warm water, and that's going to help you speed things up. Okay.
Okay, great. Well, I thank you for all that information, and it sounds like you've come a long way in your journey too.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and it takes courage. Really, I've been through some things that most people could never have endured, I guess, and just kept on living. And, you know, people used to say to me, well, you couldn't survive without this person, that person, this thing or that thing, and I did.
You did, because you are valuable.
Sometimes get harder and harder, you know. Mm.
Yeah, I understand that very much.
Where I'm at, do you think that I'll be more secure in my home and stay where I'm at, or
You got to speak your truth when it comes to other people that you are, if you want, you got to tell, I don't know. Okay, hold on. I do know. You got to tell people that if you want them out of your life or you want them to, whatever you want, you need to speak that. I love you, but I need you to get out. Well, I don't know what the issue is with other people, but you're going to be happy, but you need to take back what you want. Because
yeah.
What my guide is saying...
I've been saying that to him, but financially, too. I really, you know, need to support financially as well, so I can't just jump right now.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, make a quick decision.
I don't see you moving anytime soon, but what I do want to say is you need to bring back happiness in your life. So what I want you to focus on, you will be happier, but focus on what you need, what you want, which in turn will bring in happiness for everyone.
Right.
Get into hobbies or do things at home, like do new stuff, but ask yourself, what's going to make me happy? What do I want to do? Don't just stay in a routine that's not, it's not helping you evolve or grow or in a way of, you know, do new stuff, do what you need to do for other people too. Like, you know, but do what you need to do for you, read a book, do whatever is going to bring you happiness. That's going to bring what you're looking for to change. I also see you kind of like, I don't know, getting into like painting or just creative. I guess the word is creativity.
Yeah. I used to be involved in a lot of creative projects, but it's the energy just hasn't promoted that. You know, the timing and the scheduling and the appointments and has just taken me away from all that.
Yeah. It's going to change. When you get past this whole health thing, which you will, you're going to have more time to do that.
Yeah, that's the biggie. If I can get some handle on the health situation and feel strong enough to do other things, I'm certainly looking into them. Mm-hmm. I do spend a lot of time online and trying to connect with spiritual churches and sources so I don't lose that part of me, because that's important.
You aren't going to lose that. Right now you're looking for hope and faith. You're looking for faith or connection to, hold on. I like to say God, source, creator, universe, but I want you to just be you. You're going to find what you're looking for when it comes to the spiritual connection. Just keep doing what you're doing. Make sure you go to the ocean and all that stuff. It's going to get better, but give yourself, for some reason, I see this time like you have to go through it this way and then it's going to get better. So please do the ocean thing now.
I have to see another specialist next week, and I haven't seen her in a very long time, and I'm hoping she can help me once again.
Please do the ocean water thing though.
Okay. I'll try to figure out that. All right. Well, I do appreciate reading. You're good. You're right on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Don't doubt that you have some really good gifts to share. Thank you.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
good
I'll
night.
Talk to you soon. Good night.
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to play another call. Play another call. Jeez. We're going to take another song, and I'll be right back.
We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same holes, wondering where the same time goes. We're all in the same boat. We can all believe what we believe, peacefully agree, disagree. You can't judge a man till you walk a country mile in his shoes. Do 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 do. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole.
money too. Trying to pick the same brokers, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope flows. We're all in the same boat. We all been kicked and knocked around, but you ain't gonna keep a good man down. You can run like hell from your mistakes, but you can't hide from your truth. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same hole, one with same time goes, money too, trying to pick the same brokers, wishing on the same stars, we all hope and hope flows. We're all in the same boat. If you're holding, take those shots and keep reloading if you can't deny. Don't say nothing at all. So help somebody. Mind been struggling, spread a little love. Gotta give back something if the ship keeps rocking. We'll all go overboard. We're all in the same boat, fishing in the same holes. One way, same time goes. Money too, trying to pick the same gold cars, wishing on the same stars. We all hope and hope flows. We're all in the same boat. Yeah, we're all hope and hope flows. We're all in the same boat.
So let me tell you a little bit about. Oh, this is like Blog Talk Radio is telling me I got 10 seconds for live air. If you guys are ever interested, because it came up earlier about private sessions. So right now I used to offer so many different types of sessions. Right now I'm only offering private readings. And the readings go from 45 to 50 or 60 minutes. Sometimes I go over my time. I don't charge extra. I'm not a fan of 30 minutes. I used to do that stuff. And it was more like the reason why I did that, honestly, was like trying to figure out like how things were working. If people wanted 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And I just chose to finally go, you know what, this is what I'm offering. And this is what I got. And I work with my spiritual guides. When I'm doing these live shows on here or Facebook Lives, they're like little snippets. My private sessions go a lot more deeper. We have more fun, and it's more private, it's me and you. I do offer video chats. It's up to you if you want to do, like, FaceTime or, like, Zoom calls or whatever. You can record it. You can take notes. I really love sharing and teaching people how to be more intuitive and how that really works and how to help you, with not only intuitive and spiritual guidance or development, but also how to trust yourself. How to trust yourself and connect with yourself and really love that part of you. You have no idea how beautiful it is when you can love yourself first, not even about your spiritual gifts. You just love who you are. And let me tell you something. There's this part of me that I'm just so grateful, honestly. I didn't realize it, but I was talking with my friend and she reminded me of how things were coming up for me. And she said, look, it almost sounds like you want things in life. Part of you is also doubting or doesn't believe you deserve it. And there's people that I've met too that have connected me to other people and it's just beautiful. And I'm very grateful because there's so many unique individuals out there. And I had met someone who has a unique gift. I don't know the correct wordage for it, but they kind of observed my body or energy and blockages and very, very cool. And it felt so enlightening and directed right at some spots. And there were certain parts of me that were kind of locked up on not being safe or feeling safe to be myself. And that honestly was connected to my past with family and feeling like I couldn't fully embrace myself because I was misunderstood. And I don't know if you relate to it, but, you know, I've been on the spiritual journey and I've experienced so many different things. I reference myself as a multidimensional being where there's galactic, there's fairies, there's different levels of dimensions, there's spiritual guides, there's ancestors, and I see them in levels, right? And I have different clients and different people who some people are just getting a reading or some people need help with wondering, understanding why they're experiencing what they're experiencing. And so I had a hard time at one point because I felt that I wasn't being accepted by people near me or relationships, and who I was truly was me online, you know, and then in person at some point it was like, I felt like I had to isolate myself or I couldn't be my full self. And I want you all to understand something, whether it's spirituality or just being fun and free. And I really want you all to just be free to be you. And it doesn't have to be about spirituality. Be weird. I'm not saying be okay with robbing a bank or hurting someone. What I'm saying is recently for me, the best words I want to say is I let go of shame and guilt. We all have mistakes in the past. We all have done something wrong or maybe not have said the best of things. And I think a part of me was like, how can I be this cool person and still have these parts of me that I'm not proud of? We all have to go through something. We all have to experience things. And, love is one of those easy topics in relationship. You're going to meet people. You're going to make friends. You're going to outgrow people. You're going to have to learn how to be confident in yourself. You're going to have to learn how to set boundaries. You're going to have to learn how to say no. You're going to have to learn how to love freely. And I want to really emphasize on that right now. I felt so good this morning thinking about how I don't feel like I need to explain or worry about how I give love to the world, how I connect with you here, how I make a friend over there. I think in the past I was judged and I allowed it to bother me that it seemed easy to judge someone. It's easy to judge people. It's easy to judge someone and say like, wow, like you seem like you're flirty or you seem like you need attention. And I want you to all to know like how we're perceived by someone is not our problem. If we have to explain to someone how we are, it's not our job to change their mind. And if you know who you are, you're going to know that, well, it's okay to have attention. It really is. It's okay to give love freely. And I think a lot of us misunderstand how love is. Love is not something that is just in a romantic relationship where it has to be isolated. You can have a great friendship, a best friend and love them. You can have a family that you love. You can have people that you barely know, but you're giving them love because the truth is this. The gift isn't really about, you know, I'm grateful for my gift, but we all have beautiful gifts. The gift is being able to maybe show someone that they're heard. It's the gift is being able to have someone feel understood. The gift is being able to listen to someone and show them that you do care when everyone else doesn't, and holding space for someone. Giving love doesn't always have to be about pushing your knowledge on someone. It's something I learned recently. I don't have to shove mindfulness down. You know, some people just want to know that they're appreciated. And the truth is, the more I learn to love myself, the more I know what it's like that other people need. And I stopped looking for reasons why. You know, why should I show this person I work with or know or anyone that they're awesome? And I think a lot of people might feel like you have an agenda. Why are you so nice to me? And I think that's what we really need to push in our life for ourselves and for others, is that we can be free to be ourselves. We can make mistakes. We can have our emotions. We can be kind to people. I tell people around me all the time, like, you're awesome. I appreciate you. And I'm honest about that. And I really mean it, because I've been through enough where I've been hurt. I've been through times where I made mistakes, but I also was really hurt. And I've lost people in my life. And this is one of the reasons why I do what I do. I've lost someone I was with who took her life. I lost a friend that overdosed, and it was a suicide to me. But life is so precious. And if you're going through anything, if you're not, it's okay, whoever you are. But there is no limit to love. And whether it's here on this radio show or it's through life, I want to be one of the signs you get that you keep going and giving more away. You know, the more we give, the more we receive. And I had a hard time with this lesson. I really did. I had such a hard time with it. I had a hard time with wanting to give this love. And it was such an easy topic, but it wasn't. You know, it came to holidays. It came to holidays with family. I had a hard time with Christmas. I had anxiety. I felt like I was never enough. And I wanted to be happy, and I wasn't. And this year it was beautiful. I did the law of assumption. And the law of assumption is, if you imagine it and you feel it and you put effort into it, it happens. And it really did. I imagined my family, my parents, my brother, and me all happy. We all said that this Christmas is great. And I say that for you to imagine and feel. You're in control and you create your own reality. This is a real thing. And this is something that we have been divided on for so many factors. We're shown to be focused on this. Look at this problem. Watch the news. Do whatever you want. But the more you get in tune with yourself, you realize how control, not control over everything, but you are able to create your own reality. And, you know, for my mother's birthday this year, I felt so ashamed. Like I was so lost in my life that I felt like I could have given more. And what I chose to do was give love freely. And I felt like I wasn't enough. I wasn't a good son. And there's things to that. There's factors that, you know, sometimes our parents want us to have things, or people want us to do better, and we judge ourselves. But over this time, I chose to love myself, and I chose to give love freely, and I chose to love myself better. And instead of focusing on my success, your career and success isn't your happiness. It's not who you are. Who you are is you. Your money is not who you are. It's you. Your how much money you have is not the value of how important you are. All these things that we're shown of what you have in the material world is what shows that you're successful. If you have your own home, your kids, or all this other stuff, it's really about your own happiness, your own well-being. And I think we're distracted on divorces or relationships and breakups and people that aren't giving us what we want. And it's really about first ourselves. We can't expect others to give to us what we don't have for ourselves. And if we can't love ourselves, we can't expect others to fulfill us with everything. We have to cultivate that for who we are. And I got to tell you, man, I really let go of all the shame and guilt or whatever I was holding on, that I wasn't enough. And I feel this freedom now, today more than ever, of giving love and not needing to explain to people that it's okay to show and tell someone you love them, to reach out and say, like, you know what, I'm proud of you. I ran into a high school person, friend, that I didn't see in a long time. And he was like, are you Joe? And I was like, yeah. He's like, it's me. It's so-and-so. And I'm like, oh, it's really good to see you. I haven't seen you since high school. And he starts telling me about how, you know, he went through all this stuff. And I'm the type of person, you know, I don't know if you get it. People show up and they're like, tell you the whole story. And I got some of his story. And, you know, I went through addiction, and I also didn't realize I had an addictive personality too. And I had an addiction too. And I told him I was proud of him. And I say that because people need to hear that. People need to hear, I'm proud of you. Because maybe they didn't hear that from other people. That you are doing a good job. Because I'm getting emotional now. There's times where I'm at work and I'm frustrated. I'm like, why am I mad? Because people are demanding all this shit to do this shit. And you're like, I just want to hear that I'm doing a good job. So I want to tell you all here listening in the recording or live right now or callers, you're all doing everything you need to do. You're doing a great job. Fear is just the unknown. your thoughts and feelings are important. What you give to others is valuable. It doesn't have to be material. Believe it or not, someone that was maybe not a toxic, but a negative part of my life, but I don't want to say negative, said something really valuable. I did learn a positive stuff from someone that, you know, it didn't turn out the best, but she said, look, it's not about what you can give me in the material. And I had a hard time with understanding about giving to others. Sometimes it's not about what you can buy someone or what you can afford. It's about just being grateful and kind and showing love in other ways. So this is me showing you that love without buying you something. I show love here in so many different factors. And I share that with my honesty, what my story is, what I go through, what I feel as a spiritual person, because I still have to experience and grow as a soul, and why we're here. And we're all here to evolve. And we're all here to get better. And I want you all to also take this into consideration. Ask yourself, you know, what makes you happy? Because the more you discover, because I didn't know who I was for a long time. I was like, you know, at one point I was 28. I'm actually turning 33 this weekend. And I said, I don't know who Joe is. Like, I'm 28 at the time. I was like, who is Joe? And I started to ask, you know, what do I love? What do I like? And I started to learn about who Joe really is. And that uncovered a lot of different things about me. What I really wanted to do, what I really want, what I really didn't understand before that I know now. And that's the best thing you can do, asking yourself what you really want. Who are you really? And where are you going? What makes you happy? And really asking yourself about the problems you're going through and going, is this really worth it for me? Is it bringing me joy? Is it bringing me happiness? Sometimes we hold on to things and we're like just holding on to them for what? What are we waiting for? So it's either hold on to it or make a new decision. Your choices are timelines. Timelines are about choices. You can make a decision that's so small or macro and micro that brings in so many other opportunities in life. It's kind of like if you apply for the job, you get it, but you just have to apply. But maybe you don't believe in yourself. Maybe you should just apply for it. You never know. Or maybe by doing something you love doing, you'll receive more of what you're, who knows what this will turn into, you know? So with that being said, it is 10:15 on my time zone. I want to thank everyone for joining me. I'm going to still play a song before we wrap this up. If you want to reach me, you can contact me on social media, on Facebook Messenger. My business number is 845-202-2093. Or my website, which I got to fix the link here on Blog Talk Radio. But I want you all to remember you're all fucking awesome people. And you all have so much more to do and achieve. And you'll find these answers in things and places that you weren't looking for. So read a book, watch a movie. Sometimes you got to unplug and just enjoy the present moment. And something might click synchronicity. You know, the movie might bring and present a message for you. Maybe I'm talking about something you needed to hear. Maybe you'll hear it through another conversation. But I want you to sometimes take a break from things. The path of least resistance is such a beautiful practice. And that practice is just letting go, trusting the process, and not, you don't always have to do something to bring in clarity. You'll get that clarity. Just trust that thing, that clarity that will come to you, and you'll get it. So without further ado, have a great night, and I love you all. Peace.
Ground, where could all the peace have found? Later in the morning, I appreciate the sound. Birds out in the garden now. What I know now, I would not have listened I wouldn't have known how. Would have burned down all the bridges, put up walls around. Everything I needed, so nothing could be found. Now I know what I'm praying for. Not to waste any time like I wasted before. Now I know what I'm praying for. Now I know what I'm praying for. Not to waste any time like I wasted before. Now I know what I'm staying for. Now I know what I'm praying for. Not to waste any time like I wasted before.